My dearest Virginia, it has been 57 days since I've last written you. The nights are cold here in my parents' attic, and food is running low. Last night I ate out of a bag that I think had mud buddies, but I can't be certain. I don't know how much longer I'll survive. Tell Mama that this is a good episode of the podcast. We didn't have any guests, but rather, me and the fellas communed with each other under the influence of alcohol. Please forgive us. Let Jesse know about Zach Wiig's new album being released on the first day of October called Songs for Deliverance. Have her run down to thebandcamp.com to pick it up. Soon after, it'll be available on iTunes and Spotify. It hasn't been so lonely here. I often find myself humming the familiar tunes of Beleaguer, spelled B-E-L-E-A-G-U-E-R, which is a band by Austin Norman and Chad Hasso. Have Jesse pick up a few copies of it while she's down at thebandcamp.com. Apologies for the bad accent. All my love. Drew. Oh, and also, hit him with a theme song. Hello, and welcome to the Who Wants to Know podcast. We're back with episode four. And this is a special episode. I would say every episode is special, but this one is particularly special. Reason being, this is a Who Wants to Bro podcast. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, so instead of having a guest, it's just your favorite four hosts. And we're just going to sit around and talk about, you know, politics and...
I showed up because there's Jameson
and some Black Label, and we're gonna have a good time.
Yeah, Jameson, what do you think about this?
Well, I feel pretty good about the whole thing, you know.
Jameson,
he's the worst. Good I hate voice. That guy.
He's a funny guy.
That was worth it.
You guys got me to drink.
Let's go around and introduce each other so the people at home know who's talking to them, who's entering their ear holes. Yeah. To my left. The star of the most recent hit, Straight Outta Compton. Mm-hmm. His name is Children Have Angry Diarrhea, or short, Chad.
Yeah.
Chad Hasso.
That's me, everybody.
Yeah.
What's up?
Good. Why don't you introduce who's next to you?
Well, to my left, well, first a little anecdote.
Do it.
Imagine a belly button.
All right, I'm there.
It's not quite an innie. It's not quite an outie.
You lost me.
It's perfectly flush to the skin around it.
So like a Kyle XY or like a Alan Strange?
Nice reference.
But imagine that this was done on purpose. Imagine that doctor. No. He's so proud of this belly button.
Doogie Howser, that son of a bitch.
Oh, hey, Zach.
Hey.
Oh, Zach, everybody. Zach Wiggs.
Hi, I'm Zach.
Hey.
Next, we have an anecdote. Tylenol, Benadryl, anti-venom. Next, my good friend.
Two of those things were medicines, and one of them was an antidote.
No, no.
What was with that kind of attitude?
My good friend Boston Dorman.
That's not my name. Ooh, my name's Austin Norman. Hey.
Wait.
Oh, and sitting on my
we should
left.
Get like an applause track because right now all of these have been really
everyone
sad.
Will know.
And Chad
sitting to my left, you heard his voice first. His name stands for Dick. Really, ew. Drew Griffith. Everybody,
that's what they call me. That's what they used to call me back in school. Yeah,
I hated school.
Yeah, no, especially when they would call you names like. Dick really.
It was
ew.
All in good fun, dude. You took it too personally.
Like
Dick really. Ew or
come on, frat guys.
Or Doctor Ew. Both.
Oh, that was right in front of me.
Yeah, that's all right.
Well,
Well,
now it's right behind us.
I don't know if y'all have noticed, but there's someone else in the room. The past couple episodes, we've had some issues with language. And several people have come up and talked to us about it, expressing their concerns, one of which actually the FCC, which...
More like FPP.
What does that stand for?
Freaking Parliament...
Oh, gee willikers.
We can
that's that FPPP.
That's a different organization.
Parliament Penises Passover.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we have someone.
My favorite funk band.
FTP.
Go on.
We might as well just do it. Yeah, go ahead.
Let's roll with it, man.
Foreign Theological Practices.
Okay.
Sure.
You know?
That's not where he's from.
Speaking of straight out of Compton.
Yeah. That's right.
I don't see the connection.
How do you not?
What's your name again?
Here, I'll introduce him. From the FCC, we have a friend here. I guess he's a friend. We don't know yet. Who will be monitoring the podcast, censoring any words that might slip up. You know, we get very passionate about our conversations.
Chad.
Sometimes words slip up here and there. And this guy will be taking care of that for us. So, Colin, how's it going, man?
Oh, hey, guys. I'm just so happy to be here for you guys today. Just making sure that everything's going to be a little bit cleaner this time.
His name's Colin?
What accent is that?
Are you from the Midwest or are you from Boston?
Oh, I'm from all over. I don't really know. I was adopted, so.
Where did you live? How old are you? Wait, hold on.
Wait, you kind of sound like a guy I know from Florida.
Oh, hey, man.
Whoa, okay.
Are you from Florida? Because we're not cool with that.
Look, I'm just here to censor this. I'm not here to tell you my life story.
Well, sure.
Hey, Colin, I have a question. How did you get into censorship? What brought you into this line of work? Was it maybe
you
a child,
out,
childhood
you
experiences?
In the indies? Like,
answer the question, Ray.
Before you went pro, or
yeah, how'd you get in this line of work?
Well, I was watching a TV show one day, and
I've seen those, yeah.
You know,
not familiar.
I just they said something real bad on there, and it.
What was it? What was that thing that turned you?
Finish the sentence, Lily Tomlin.
Was it
Bumble?
I want to
know your origin story.
Well. They
he's choking up here. He's crying.
He's really,
really bad.
Really,
guys, I don't want to say
he's
it.
He's very passionate
really
about
if I have to say it,
dead cheapers.
Oh, wow. And that hurt you, I guess?
Oh, it hurt me. It sent me into a really dark place for a long time.
Can you describe the scene you're in? Like, were you sitting with your family? Or
I didn't have a family. I already told you that, you jack cheapers.
You're being being a real dick.
Sorry,
I don't want to jump to his side, but gosh, Drew.
I'm being a goober.
Hey, cornhole.
And you're going to have to bleep that later, but I mean it.
I'm being a real fucking cheapers.
Thomas, he's talking to you. Zach's talking to you. Answer him,
Frank. Well, I'm sitting there in the dark with the rest of my orphan friends.
The bay.
Come on, Cody. What? We don't have all day.
What's your name, Hugh?
Yeah, Mr. Jassel.
Got him. Hey. Let's let him talk.
Well,
okay.
it came on the TV and everybody else laughed and I just started crying cuz I had never heard that word before.
So,
you were watching National Geographic. It was talking about beavers.
And they dammed it.
They dammed it.
But the act of making a dam.
Hold on. No. Let's
I feel like you're
this
being
apart
really
here.
Really
You've
really
never heard the word before and it brought you to tears.
Yeah, it was just so sharp.
He's playing the victim. They all play the victim.
That happened to me once.
Well, I mean, this brings us to a really interesting conversation. Like, what are morals? Like, are they something objective or are they something we create ourselves? You know what I mean?
Well, that's
I got those taken out at the dentist one time.
Oh, yeah.
My mom tells me what morals are.
Anyway.
I feel like y'all are trying to make that gross.
I didn't know how to take it, so I just moved on.
So, Crank, when I was emailing your boss, he said that one of your quirks is that you actually like bleep like in conversation. So if I was to say a word like a curse word, that you would bleep it as I said it. So if I was like, "Hey, listen here, mother," beep.
Really? Wow.
That sounded like
You are an enormous
achievers.
Look, I don't want to be here any more than you want me here. So, look, the FCC just sent me, and I'm here to monitor a podcast. I don't know what the big idea is.
Listen, I got a 20 in my wallet. It's all yours. Just walk out.
Well, the FCC is actually paying me 21. So,
damn it, that's out of our budget.
God.
It's out of our budget.
You win this time, FCC.
That's actually a lot more than they've been paying me.
Well, Colvin, we appreciate your time here. If you can just go back to the corner and stand over there. And don't face us. Turn around.
Read a book.
You know, Drew, just like I said, I'm just so happy to be here. So thanks for having me on the show.
I should point out your accent slowly shifted from Midwest to Waterboy.
And I don't
Louisiana.
Trust you. I don't trust you at all.
Well, Adam Sandler's one of my heroes. So.
Of course he is. Oh, my God.
Did you see that new movie he put out? It's gold. Sony's got it going on.
I don't
on.
Believe you, but okay.
All right, Constantine. Thanks, man.
well, happy to do it.
Yeah. All right, well.
He brings up a good point, though, about Grown Ups 4.
He did.
Grown Ups 4, look who's talking to.
I thought it was Grown Ups 4 Age of Extinction.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So what's been happening, you guys? We haven't seen each other in 10 years.
Well, some very interesting things happened Sunday night.
Tell us about it.
Well, it was John Cena versus Seth Rollins. Okay, currently John Cena is the United States champion. Mm-hmm. Seth Rollins is the world heavyweight champion. And they had a match. The winner would take both titles and... Who else interfered but John Stewart of The Daily Show?
Oh my.
Hit John Cena with a chair, and now Seth Rollins has both championships.
Oh, what a...
And I just watched last night's Raw, and they were going to unveil a statue of Seth Rollins to commemorate his title, both titles, and who was under the curtain but the wrestler Sting from WCW. Oh. No.
Fun fact... Which is also the lead singer of the band The Police.
Tom Hanks.
Oh, wait, hold up.
Mm-hmm.
You're kidding me.
He plays bass.
Son of a...
Jeepers. Oh, we can edit that out. We have the censor
guy.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, I got really worried there. Yeah.
Crevin, where
actually,
are you?
I should
Crevin,
point out,
where are you?
I should point out I haven't cursed on any of these podcasts, but in real life I probably curse more than anybody else.
Well...
Ever. Just anybody else.
Yeah, no, anybody else.
Not
Where's
person?
Colin Malloy when you need him?
Jeepers.
So, when you're...
This feels naughty.
We need to actually edit that one out.
When you're watching Raw, do you, like, have the Hustler magazines, like, under your bed in a shoebox, right?
Yeah.
And, like,
I got Iron Maiden cards. Posters.
Yeah.
I got the Hustler magazines under the thing.
Do you have any pictures of Buzz's girlfriend?
Woof.
I just don't want him to hear. He might listen to this, so...
Sorry, Buzz, if you're out there. I'm sorry, you are out there.
I feel
I'm
like
sorry.
The older I get, the more of a 90s bully I become.
What a strange apology. Sorry, Buzz, you are out there.
You really exist.
Sorry about life, bro.
Wow.
It's tough. And it's really, not easy.
I'm just apologizing for the hand that life dealt him with that personality. He is pretty out there.
No.
Mm.
So from someone who never really watched wrestling... I have a few questions.
Go on.
And you're the only representative of Raw Nation that I know.
Well,
first
I'll do
question,
my best.
Is it called Raw Nation? Or did I just make that
I don't
up?
Think that's I think it's the oh God, what is it actually called? Hold on.
Wow, okay.
See, okay.
We're supposed to take this guy's opinion,
thing.
Huh?
I watched wrestling as a kid and then like within the last year I started watching it again.
Yeah, well how about you ask a fan that's been watching it forever?
Okay.
Okay.
You?
No.
You were pointing at yourself.
Okay.
Hey, Castanet, are you a wrestling fan? Castanet.
Are you a wrestling fan?
He's trudging across the room.
Wow, his...
God, he walks so damn slow.
Okay, never mind, I don't care.
No.
Okay.
Oh, okay, there it was.
He's wearing goofy slippers. I don't understand.
And floaties for some reason?
How professional.
I guess...
They can't see that. This is an audio podcast. They can't see what you just did. Thank God.
My mom listens to this.
So my question is, and hey, let's get serious for a second. You know, we've been joking around, I want to hit the real facts, especially when it comes to wrestling, because frankly, no one's talking about it. And here at Who Wants to Know, we're going to hit the hard-hitting questions.
We're going to get some answers.
We...
Wrestling. Is it fake? I like that.
You better choose your words carefully.
Well,
think about what you're going to say.
No.
And when they say
100% absolutely real.
And so when they punch a guy and they make no physical contact, yet they fall over, that's real also.
Look, there's a thing you don't understand about fighting, okay? Look, I was a black belt in Taekwondo. There are different forces at play that you just couldn't understand. How many fights have you ever been in, Drew?
I think you're outgunned here, Drew. Might as well stop while you're ahead.
Yeah, stop.
God. I'm curious about the RKO.
Preston.
Huh? Oh, the RKO.
Preston, help me.
What? Well, first, what is it? Also,
you don't.
Where do you think it actually comes from? When they say out of nowhere, it has to come from somewhere.
I think
and
there
where do you
might
think
be
it must
a pocket
come from?
Dimension.
Scholars
or
don't know for sure.
I think it really.
Hey, I think we're getting ahead of ourselves here. What is the RKO?
Listen, I went to school
and is
for
it a specialized
this very topic,
attack?
And we have no idea. None.
No, I mean, I think
nobody
we,
does.
Is it
no kind
of like the
does
whole
we
thing about 75% of the
I think
ocean
we have
hasn't
a pretty
been
good
explored?
Idea.
Yes, thank you. He has. See,
but it's
no
just
way
with this
we
one
can
move.
Know the depth.
I mean, if you
or
watch
the girth of what we're talking about.
Girth. I hate these.
RKO.
RKO stands for really crunk onesies.
No.
Which
yeah.
I own.
You know what? Now it does.
Yes.
We did it.
Yes.
Onesies
take the RKO
as
back.
In.
We are the 99%.
As in you old multiple.
Bit like Randy Orton.
Okay, so Randy Orton.
RKO, I believe, are Randy Orton's initials. I didn't know we were still on this.
From Orton Hears a Who?
If you watch, yes, Randy Orton. If you watch wrestling in the 90s, the RKO is literally the exact same thing as Diamond Dallas Page's.
Oh, yeah.
The Diamond Cutter.
Totally. I don't know what that
and
is.
And it's very similar to the Stone Cold Stunner, except instead of landing on your butt, you land on your back.
You're comparing them to things that I like Drew.
God,
never
Zach.
We have
wrestling.
No starting place for this.
Oh, my yeah, God.
I'm sorry. I thought we were
okay.
talking to,
okay.
You know.
RKO. A guy's face, I guess, is like looking at the ground and like...
Yeah, let's just show him.
Okay, hold on. Here we go.
Wait,
you ready?
Oh my, wait, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Okay.
What are you doing?
Okay.
Oh my god.
That was beautiful.
Well,
and terrifying at the same time.
I kind of want to send our thoughts out to the family of Hugh the intern.
I think his name was Corbin.
I don't give
he
a shit.
Anyway,
he didn't have a family, so
a stray RKO out of nowhere kind of went awry. I was aiming for Zach, and I kind of, well, I put him through a table, and I decapitated him.
This is the first time I've ever seen this move come not out of nowhere. We all saw this coming.
Yeah, we all knew it was coming.
Well, was there anything else you wanted to say about Raw?
I enjoyed myself, but I don't know if I want to watch wrestling anymore, guys.
Yeah,
I don't know if I cannot watch wrestling anymore.
Well, that was my turn. Anybody else have anything happen to them?
Zach, what's happening with you, man?
Well,
you've been at church camp, right? Maybe don't tell them about
maybe,
this episode.
Yeah, well, maybe not even let that go on to the episode. That was very funny. I've been at camp all summer. No specific kind of camp.
Okay. Yeah.
That makes camp. It even weirder.
Jello camp.
Is that a thing?
God, I hope so. Oh my God. Oh, Father.
It's for
forgive me for I have sinned.
It's for doughy people like me, like not fat but not in shape either, and you just kind of jiggle. Still okay.
Hey.
Right? Nope. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. How was
camp? Yeah, you've been gone for months.
Yeah, I haven't.
3 months. 3 months exactly.
That's a lot of months.
That is a few
more
months.
Than two.
That is,
it is
precisely
more than two.
A few months. And it was good. It dressed up like a pickle and.
Of course.
I mean, we all jammed small pickles in my nostrils.
Okay.
And
shot
a church
them
camp.
Out. And that was followed by quite a lot of discharge in my nose.
Care to be more specific?
Sounds like you haven't.
I shot pickles out of my nose.
It sounded like somebody pooped in your nose.
No, discharge meaning snot.
Okay.
shot pictures out of my nose. Okay. And lots of snot followed that. The funny part also is that, and I wish I were joking.
This better be funny.
It's pretty funny. The name of the type of pickles on the jar is Sweet Midgets.
Okay, that's pretty. That's pretty funny. That's, I feel like I shouldn't laugh at that.
That deserves two ha's.
Well, most midgets are pretty sweet unless they're angry about stuff. And then they get kind of testy.
Like, they probably get angry about you using the word midget.
Most of our listeners are midgets, Zach.
Sorry, guys.
Careful. You're still using the word midget, y'all.
And are we not going to talk about our daily departed intern that was also a midget?
Guy, you still say the word midget. I don't think that's okay.
He's literally right there.
Hey, all you midgets out there, I'm really sorry about that.
He's breathing.
Oh, thank God.
Hey,
oh,
get him again, Austin.
Cramble.
Cramble,
are you alive?
Krampus?
Oh, the intern.
Krampus.
Okay. Okay. All right. He says he's hanging on. God.
Anyway, back to midgets.
Really thought I got
him. Not an appropriate word to say.
I don't
appropriate
think so.
Word to say.
Speaking of midgets,
no, I think they think that's like their N word.
They
except that we can say the word midget. We can't say the N word.
One of my favorite John Mulaney.
Yeah. Yes.
Who wants to say it? Who wants to do it?
You can do it because you're probably not going to ruin it like I will.
Knock,
you know
knock.
What? Just. Just go listen to John Mulaney stand up. It's
Google,
in there somewhere.
No. Let's
we don't
want to
recycle jokes.
I'm going to recite the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
Okay, scene one. He walks out on stage.
Curtain open.
Nice suit.
Are you reading the screenplay for a stand up comedy?
It's one I'm working on. Oh. I don't have any jokes yet. I just have the intro. So. All
right. Well,
cool. We'll put a laugh track in right here.
All right, please do. Chad, what's happening with you, man?
Well, pretty similar to what Zach was saying, but
Sweet
you
midgets.
Know. Yeah, it was tons of pickles.
Shooting sweet midgets out your nose?
Tons.
God. I feel like that company has to get sued sometime.
Well, eventually. You know. We'll see.
Well, it
was
classic.
What happened to you?
Huh? Well, no.
Were you also at church camp?
I was also at church camp all summer
playing
long.
Playing bass?
Playing bass because, you know. Because
you couldn't play.
Because I haven't been promoted yet.
Normally what you play with at church at camp is bass. You would normally play bass because you're going fishing because it's at church camp.
I've
so
never
you're wrong.
At a
I never thought
before.
About it that way.
That's what I'm here
Zach,
for, Chad.
He might just be right.
Oh my
son
I
of
am
a
right.
bitch.
That's the show.
Good.
It's over. See you
basically,
guys.
You know, just
basically.
Basically.
It's fine.
Austin.
We have fun.
Austin.
What?
Basically.
I get it.
Austin.
What?
Basically.
Yeah.
You can do it.
Thanks, man.
No problem, dude.
So, besides playing bass, what else have you been doing, man? Any good shows? Any
dude
of the video games?
Even? Oh man!
Preach, brother, preach. Tell me.
There have been so many video games.
If you open your book to Netflix chapter 4,
just say Netflix.
That's what it is, right?
That's what it's always been.
I think so.
Right? You go there, and then you erase your internet history.
Yeah, it's Pulu and Netflix.
Don't get mad at me, but I started scrolling through Twitter and I just saw a naked pic of Dolph Lundgren. So,
I'm so mad at you.
I'm mad about the Twitter thing, but also seeing naked pics of Dolph Lundgren, I guess.
That's that guy that wrote that song, We Gotta Get You a Woman, right?
I don't know. I just gotta unfollow somebody now.
Get you a
okay,
woman.
I have been.
And I didn't.
Thankfully, because.
Dolph Lundgren is just like a pile of trash in downtown Austin, right? That people called.
I think
Dolph
you need
Lundgren.
To watch your mouth. Because Dolph Lundgren's gonna come out and just.
Out of the microphone.
Out of nowhere.
But I have been playing this game. Thankfully, Xbox Live every month gives you, or every 15 days gives you a free video game. It's kind of nice.
Really? PlayStation Network does that too.
Yeah, no, because they're both awesome.
Don't get defensive, Austin.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah.
You thought that was going a different direction.
I sure
Anyways.
Did.
But it's this game called Metro Last Light, where you're basically in a post-apocalyptic Russia. And the
ooh,
world,
metrosexual.
Yes, the world basically destroyed itself via nuclear bomb, and you.
What kind of bomb?
Nuclear.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm from Texas. Sometimes I reserve the right to be Texan. It's nuclear.
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 I don't think anybody says that.
I do.
Starring Zooey Deschanel.
Thank you. I don't know what we're talking about.
New Kyler.
Yes, New Kyler.
Go on.
Video games. Yeah, so you're like in this, like you're living in the metro and you're going around fighting other factions for things, and it's pretty rad.
And so this video game, you control a character,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Yeah.
And with this character, you have to accomplish is it missions?
Goals and missions. Goals and missions. Think things along that line.
And is there an end goal to video game? Or
to video game in general?
Right. To video game, is there an end goal with it? Or do you just...
Do you mean this video game or a video game?
No, to video game.
Yes.
Yes.
Good. Cool. Well, we've heard enough there.
So what have you been up to, Drew?
What have I been up to?
Hey, have you guys ever played Halo?
Heard of it.
All right, we're backtracking, apparently.
We've That's moved on to me, okay?
Drew, what's been up, man?
This is my turn, okay?
Hi. Hey,
calm
Drew.
Down. You guys,
what have you been up to, man?
Give
guys,
me my chance.
I don't I'm just curious. To get
hey,
RKO'd
Drew, I'm asking you a question.
I just want,
guys,
I just
guys,
want time
guys,
for
guys,
stop,
guys.
Stop, real quick.
Guys.
Real quick.
Hold on.
Chad,
hold on.
I'm asking a question.
Hold on, hold on, hold on.
Halo 4 or Halo 3?
Halo 2.
Okay, you know what?
Drew, what's been up with you, man?
Oh, nothing.
This is dumb.
Honda dirt bikes. Hell yeah. We got them. You want them. And we know you want them too. We have the data to prove it. But who gives a shit about data? A recent scientific study shows that scientific studies suck balls. But you know what doesn't suck balls? Riding dirt bikes. It's the best. It's the opposite of sucking balls. And it's good for you too. Shit. A recent medical study suggests that 9 out of 10 doctors agree that the 10th doctor should just chill the fuck out. So if you're wanting to ride around in the sand but don't want to take your car, Honda dirt bikes. Fuck yeah.
So, why aren't you guys talking?
God!
Dude. Cranston?
You dead, Frank.
Cranston? Cut it out. Really, but also...
Getting really sick of you.
Colin, how have we been doing so far, man?
And how's your neck?
How have you been doing so far?
Well, I don't really know. I just kind of woke up on the floor. I don't remember what happened.
Oh my God, is that a bone sticking out of your neck?
How's your neck? Your back.
So then you didn't catch the... So you didn't catch the part about the midgets and shooting them out our nose, did you?
You shot midgets out of your nose?
Okay, good. I'm glad you didn't catch that.
You're good, bud. Thanks.
Yeah,
hey,
thanks.
Give me some rest, buddy.
Thanks, Creston.
Okay, I'm just going to go sit down for a bit.
Yeah, you do that.
That's Crest toothpaste, ladies and gentlemen.
I think he just said he was going to go say damn for a bit. Is that what he just
That's
said?
That's what I heard.
No.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
All right, well...
What in... Jeepers.
My voice cracked. And you know
we'll
what?
Bleep that out.
I'm not going to. I want people to know I'm a little girly boy.
God's not finished with you yet.
That's right. I'm not done loading. I'm still buffering.
You're still buffering. Chew Griffith. Still buffering.
That's on my Instagram story. Bio.
Coming this fall.
Yeah.
Lifetime Movie Network.
So this wouldn't be a Who Wants to Know podcast if we didn't talk about... Three things. One of them is music.
Money.
Chad, what's the
weed.
Other one?
The other one? What? Zach said it.
Weed. Sorry.
There's actually four. I don't know why I said three. Music, Chad.
Well,
whiskey, money, weed.
Okay.
Zach, come on, man. We're all supposed to say them.
Girls. God,
let's
dude.
All say it together, okay?
Beats.
One.
Battlestar Galactica.
Two. Three.
Four. Watermelon.
Weed.
And
Stripe.
And women.
Headphones.
T-shirts.
Don't talk about Fight Club.
Hammer Time.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Chad, let's say the last one together. 3, 2, 1.
Collaborating and listen.
Zach, let's say the
what?
Let's say
what
the Zach. Let's say the seventh one together.
Think about it really quick.
Who brought this, Jameson?
Oh, the seventh.
You remember
one.
This? It's that's
yes.
the one after the sixth one. I think
yes.
it's one after.
Ready?
Yeah.
One. Two, three,
Listerine.
Anonymous.
That's right. So on that Oop. Note,
my favorite place.
Yeah.
On that note, let's talk about some dang music, you guys. And
I guess.
Clumpton, sorry for the language, but I mean it. Let's talk about some dang music.
You cheapers.
Austin, I'm gonna have to wash your mouth out, man.
Who?
What?
Shut up, Chad.
Why?
Austin, what's a song you brought to the table today?
What were the two songs I brought? I brought a new favorite and an old favorite.
You did.
As a matter of fact, I did.
Well, let's pick one.
The new favorite was What's Left That's of the Flag by Flogging Molly, which I know is a very old song. I'm just super late to the train, and I've gotten really into Flogging Molly like the last 2 weeks.
Super late to the train. Isn't that another Flogging Molly song?
Probably.
Oh, good.
And it probably sounds the exact same as What's Left of the Flag.
Isn't Getting Drunk and Kicking Your Dog the one?
Oh, no, that's a Sufjan Stevens.
That's probably a Sufjan.
We talked about that on the past episode. Okay, let me play a little bit of it.
Walk away, me boys, walk away, me boys. But morning will be free. Wipe the golden tear from your mother, dear. That's what's left of the flag for me.
Yeah, that's definitely a Flogging Molly song.
Well, sure is.
Poor Molly.
All right, next. No.
Poor Molly.
Why'd you pick that song?
I'm such a sucker for storytelling and music, and that one is about his dad dying, which, like, you know, super sad, super heavy, and it's also super catchy, and just Irish drinking song is good because...
I feel like they would be a great band to see live.
I agree. Yeah. And
like, you go in knowing you're going to lose a couple teeth.
I'm just mad I wasted all this time not listening to Flogging Molly when I could have been in high school.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I think
I'm mad at you too.
The other time I've heard of them is I think 94.5 played them. Like one of their songs. Yeah.
Because all they play now is still the same System of a Down song from... It's just Toxicity.
Well, that's why I was going to say... like. That's why I was never really that.
We're talking about 94.5 The Buzz in Houston, yeah. For those who don't know.
Yeah, screw those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, just so they know.
Yeah.
They're doing really bad.
Rock the System, right?
Lifters.
Buzz the System.
Buzz the System.
Censor that out.
So, I had never had really any interest in listening to them, but in the past year or two, I've come across them, and they're a lot of fun.
Yeah, I know.
How fun are they?
Six. Six, Chad.
This has been Who Wants to Bro.
All right. Goodbye, y'all.
All right. What was the other song you picked?
Old College Try by the Mountain Goats, which has, I think, my favorite line in all of music is it's not one line, but like the second verse.
You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow.
Oh, man.
Mom's spaghetti.
If Who we can to? Play like the second verse of that song and then just, yeah.
All right. Let me play it.
If I haven't done yet, things will shortly get completely out of hand. I can feel it in the rotten air tonight. In the tips of my fingers, in the skin on my face, in the weak last gasp of the evening's dying light, in the way those eyes I've always loved illuminate this place like a trash can fire. In a prison cell, like the searchlights, in the parking lots of hell, I will walk down to the end.
Is this the one about the wrestler?
The album? No, this is the one from like 10 years ago. This whole album's about like a dissolving marriage. So it's a huge bummer, but
so you picked a song about a dead dad.
Yeah, a dead dad and a dissolving marriage.
And science dissolving.
And we're sitting here drinking Jameson.
No, but like
what's that song called again?
Old College Try. Whatever, Chad. it's got my favorite line in all of music, just the whole second verse. I can feel it, or no, what is it? Things will shortly get completely out of hand. I can feel it in the rotten air tonight. And the tips of my fingers and the skin on my face and the weak last gasp of the evening's dying light and the way those eyes I've always loved illuminate this place like a trash can fire in a prison cell. Like the searchlights in the parking lots of hell. I think that's the most beautiful thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
It's like reading a book or something.
Yeah, I know. Did you hear the song? I just wrote that.
Sounds so like something good. I read in the Magic Treehouse book when I was a kid.
He has like such a way with like...
I read that on a bathroom stall like graffiti.
In a women's bathroom.
Don't ask for real. He has such a way of like taking the hatred of like... There's a fine line between love and hate, but... That's just something everyone takes for granted, like a saying, like everybody just like, yeah, sure, everybody's heard that. But like it's such a real thing, and he puts that into words so well. And that's why it's one of my favorite songs of all time, I think.
I haven't listened to them much, but I recently heard a song by their
Genesis called, 30 verse 3.
Yeah, we were listening to it in the van.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like sleeping and I woke up and asked you because it was so dang good. What's the, you were kind of telling me about that album.
That's on The Life of the World to Come, and he took, I forgot how many tracks are on the CD, but basically he took a Bible verse and just like wrote a, not necessarily out of context song, but he like just took the Bible verse for what it was and wrote a song about each of them. And that one, if I'm not mistaken, I might be wrong, but I think that's about, that's the one that's about like Lot has to like has, he has to like have a baby with his sister or something like that. I might be wrong about
that. We can all relate to that.
Yeah. It's like
who
this
among
really,
us has not had to do that?
It's this really emotionally complex situation that's in Genesis, and he like just took it and he was like, yeah, that's a really hard thing to go through, so I'm gonna write a song about that.
Nice.
So yeah, they're my favorite band.
Yeah, you saw them like not too long ago, right?
I haven't seen them in a while.
I thought
I saw them May, I think. They were touring their new album, which is all about professional wrestling, which I've already talked at length about. But it's called Beat the Champ.
Professional
and
what? It,
wrestling?
Wrestling.
Wrestling.
They put on a pretty good show, are they?
Yeah, absolutely.
Fun band? It's, you were saying he. Is it a dude or is
Oh, it's John Darnielle who writes all the music. But when you go to a Mountain Goat show, like he usually brings a full band unless it's like a special thing where he's like just touring with him and the bass player, Peter Hughes, or just him by himself. But if you go to a Mountain Goat show, it's 1 2-hour sing-along, and it's the most fun thing because it's just a crowd of strangers, and we're all singing the same words like at the same time, and it's like
Hail
the
Satan,
most like
Hail Satan, Hail Satan.
That's, I'm not kidding. Hail Satan is like a refrain in one of his songs called The Best Ever Death Metal Band Out of Denton.
Oh,
and it
yeah.
ends with them singing Hail Satan over and over again.
I didn't know that he wrote that.
Yeah, that's the Mountain Goats.
That's awesome. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're one of my favorite bands of all time.
Cool, man. Yeah, I definitely enjoyed the song. Let's see. What songs did I pick, Drew? Well, Drew.
Nobody asked you.
All right, next.
Awesome.
He's still here.
Who, Corbin?
Yeah.
I picked a song by a band called Of the Vine,
which we know one of the drummers. They have two, correct?
They right? have two drummers,
and our buddy Ryan Houchins.
Yeah,
Ryan Houchins.
One of the
Ryan Oceans.
One of the most handsomest
Billy
gentlemen
Ocean.
I've ever met.
Billy Idol
in the bed Houchins. And out. That didn't make sense.
Ryan Lewis.
Anyway, the song is their opening track off their album called East the Water. And the song is called Even If I Never See You in This Life.
Ooh.
Take that, Mountain Goats. That song is one of the best opening tracks on a post-rock album that I have ever heard.
Made Agreed. Me feel things.
Is that the song that they did the video for,
Lust?
Too?
No, that's...
go on.
That was it.
I have it right here. In Event of Moon Disaster,
that's
which
right.
is a great video.
It's
Everyone
a
should
sweet
go
video.
YouTube
it. Ryan looks like a rock and roll yeah. god.
The other guys are all right, too.
I just want to kiss him.
Oh,
I want to kiss him before I watched the video.
He's the guy that we know.
Oh, what's up?
Huh?
Oh, what's up?
Huh?
And I think when we were talking to him, I might be wrong about this, so take what I'm about to say lightly, but we here at the Who Wants to Know podcast pride ourselves in providing accurate information for our listeners. However, sometimes we mess up. Like here. What I should have said is Of the Vine recorded East the Water at Glow in the Dark Studios, which is owned by Matt Goldman, but no, I keep going. Listen to that blubbering idiot.
If you're listening
to
this,
don't know, Matt Goldman, recorded a bunch of hardcore bands that we were super into in high school.
Under Oath.
Chariot. He did Copeland.
third
which
day.
Which isn't a hardcore band. He did a third day record.
Totally a hardcore band.
Who else did he do? Chariot. He did a bunch of the Chariot songs. Okay. What, Chad?
Under Oath. You brought them up.
Yeah.
They're coming back.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Is Aaron
you
playing
didn't
with
pick
them?
One of their songs. So
I know I didn't.
You
so you're not
like
a fan.
Well, no, hold on.
So you hate
they're
Under
doing
Oath.
A tour.
Is Aaron playing on it?
Yes.
I think so.
And they're doing... They're only chasing safety and to find the great line from front to back at every show.
Show.
Both of them.
Both of them.
Are they hitting Texas?
Yeah. Yes.
Are you going?
Yeah.
I might go.
Texas, are they going to hit that? Excuse
Actually,
me.
I probably won't because it'll sell out super fast and I'll think about it way too late. Because I kind of like Under Oath. Like, they're like nostalgia
oh, man.
For me.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Chad, your next tattoo is going to be an Under Oath line, right?
No, it's like under... it's okay, you misinterpreted that. I'm going to get a yacht that's on water, and I'm going to have a tattoo of me underneath it, under boat. You kind of misheard what I said.
Chad
I was
going
to get
boat.
An under
Chad
oath tattoo
under
that, that just says, I solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
That's your tattoo?
Under oath.
Bro, help me, God.
I'm going to get a tattoo of the lyrics to White Flag by Dido on my back.
Gross.
Okay, the next song I picked was called Familiar. By Niels Fromm.
Which I listened to this earlier. Who is Niels Fromm? Does he do movies or?
Maybe he's more of a composer that okay. kind of puts out his own work. Let me play it really quick.
Niels Fromm what?
Better get out of here right
God.
Now.
Just play this.
So yeah, that's Familiar by Niels Fromm. And I don't even remember how I came across him. I think it was like a Spotify recommended for you playlist. And
good job, Spotify.
Yeah, that stuff is right up my alley. Just totally instrumental. And it has kind of a lo-fi sound. Like there's a lot of stuff going on in the background behind the piano part. So It's very pretty and I really like it.
And it's kind of like it kind of reminds me of like the Olafur Arnold
yes.
stuff and like
yeah he's played with him he's,
really
he's done some stuff
that
with him and not Godspeed You Black Emperor but
it's like a really long name are they playing at Fun
Silver
Fun
Mountain
this year?
Zion
no
God is an Astronaut the other one
no
Godspeed's playing Mohawk soon
anyway. Really yeah.
there's
I didn't know that.
One of those really long band names is playing
from
fun.
I'll come back to it. I'll look for it while y'all are
and
talking.
You'll know us by our Trail of Dead. Is that what you're thinking of?
Maybe.
Different band. Like different style of music.
Dang it.
But anyway, this guy's awesome. I've seen you can YouTube some of his live videos and he has just a plethora of like pianos and synthesizers.
What's that little like the little kid piano sound? What is that
a
called?
Piano?
Is that what it's just a toy
just,
piano?
I think just toy piano.
Yeah, I love that sound.
Yeah.
It's cool. So cool.
And he even it may have already been made, but I was reading he's having like a special piano made for him, and I don't know what's
Ooh.
Special about it. But hey, congratulations,
yeah,
Niels.
Dude.
We're really
piano.
We're really rooting for you.
Good job,
really
man.
Proud.
I'm proud of you,
Chad.
Hey, I'm proud, Chad.
Yeah, what's up?
Okay,
dude?
I'm not.
What song you be picking?
Very
well,
humble.
The first song I picked is track 1R by 68.
Way to go, guys!
Cool. Let me play games. It. Well, that was loud.
Sorry.
But I liked it.
There's something, like, I like 68, but I just can't get into them as much as I did the Chariot.
Yeah.
It's the same.
Maybe it's because they don't have a bass player.
It's the same vocalist, right?
Yeah, it's Josh, and then he just got another drummer that wasn't. They already changed drummers, like, a million times, and then they just stuck. The Chariot changed drummers like a million times, and they just stuck with like their last lineup for a while. Which it's, you know, it's fun and it's good and it's loud and it's what it's supposed to be. But for some reason, I personally can't get into it as much as I did the Chariot.
Yeah. Well, it's less like, it makes you want to get into the pit less than the Chariot did, I guess. But it's still, it's like the same vein, but it's just not as much of like, let's go rock it.
There's not, well, I guess on purpose, there's not as much low end because they don't have a bass player. Yeah, it's just a guitar player and a drummer. But
yeah. I might be RKO'd for this, but I...
Oh, no, here he comes!
For somebody out of nowhere. I didn't really listen to the Chariot that much.
I just spilled.
Oh, God.
Party foul.
Go on. Keep talking.
Hey, X. Oh, man. You got me. Didn't really listen to the Chariot that much growing up.
Uh-huh.
And so, 68. I was, however, a big Showbread fan. And while it doesn't necessarily sound... soup like a lot like Showbread, it's a little bit more like whimsical, like they were. Who, I wouldn't necessarily call 68 whimsical,
oh, 68.
But like Showbread, but 68 kind of
like Showbread were,
like Showbread was super whimsical, but like
I agree with
and
that,
just weird. But 68 just kind of the sound is a little bit more akin to that type of thing.
Yeah, 68
it's like a punk thing.
The little I've listened to him feels more like a rock and roll.
Yeah.
Album compared to the Chariot.
Yeah.
I mean, compared to other bands.
It's still definitely
super heavy
music.
Yeah, but compared to the Chariot, I think it's more of a rock and roll album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how I feel about it too.
Yeah. Really quick, are you going to the next song?
Oh, it's up to you.
It's not up to me.
That's up to you.
It's up to the podcast gods. But I found the band I was talking about earlier. They're called A Winged Victory for the Sullen, who have, it's two guys. One of them is Adam Wiltsey, and he's in the band Stars of the Lid, The Dead Texan, and some of those others.
You're just making up
so
names.
So anyways.
That's that band that Jack White's in?
Yep, that's the one.
Dead Texan?
That's right.
Amen, brother.
Cool.
And I also chose Iris.
No, I told you. I specifically told you in the message.
No, I'm go on, everybody. No. Okay.
I specifically said in the message not to pick that song.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It says, and I swear to God, Chad, if you pick Iris, is what
he
said.
And then he put asterisk. Slide.
Then I corrected it to Slide because I also chose Slide. No, Lady Blue by Ass Cities Burn.
Ass Cities?
Ass Cities Burn.
Good one, guys.
With her hollow bones, she goes every year. She's back for the season. I have to keep my windows closed. I couldn't shake what my mother warned me of. Try to keep me safe.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Me too.
I used to think they were like a hardcore band, and maybe they are.
First album
was. Yeah, they basically...
Well, sort of, like post-hardcore.
Progressively have just gotten more mellow. They have three albums out.
They, that is on the one album that I've listened to the least.
That one's on my second favorite album.
Hey.
Which like one is that? It's Hell or High Water.
I've listened to it like twice
that's
through...
One, right? Yeah, that's the third one.
The last one they put out.
Krumpus, you'll have to edit out Hell.
Not
please.
The newest, because they've actually put out a couple new songs since then, like in the last year.
Yeah.
I bought the first album when it came out. I really got into the second album when they got rid of their... They had two vocalists and they got rid of... They didn't get rid of. He quit.
Yeah.
So one of them...
Son, I Love You.
Son, I Love You at Your Darkest is the first one.
That was the hardcore
one. Come Now Sleep is the one I got super into. Hell or High Water is the one that this album's on, which is good. I just don't know it very well.
Yeah, I didn't come on the train until Come Now Sleep. And so Come Now Sleep... was like my favorite.
Yeah, Come Now Sleep I think is the best.
Yeah, and then everybody Hell or seems High Water like I got one. Into and I like loved it. And after that is when I got into Son I Loved You Through Darkness.
What's that song that Maggie soundchecks?
She sings Pirate Blues when she soundchecks.
That's it's nice the next song on the album and it's also
yeah, that's like the other song I've heard by him and I really liked it.
Yeah. Those are both on their like most mellow album.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was really into
it's
it.
It's good though. And this like
honestly I like I don't know. And I like that one the best probably because it kind of bridges the gap between like hardcore
Which one?
Hella High Water.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Hella High Water.
Hella High Water.
Super High Water. Mm. Yeah, just because it bridges the gap really well between those two styles and is a little bit more accessible to people like me who never really listened to a whole lot of hardcore growing up. Mm. But then it also like gets pretty rough. The vocals get kind of rough later on, and it makes little contemporary Christian fellas feel hardcore like me.
And the first track on the album, they actually bring back the vocalist from the first album to do a cameo. So, fun fact.
Well, speaking of little contemporary Christian fellas, Zach.
Well, my first song is by a guy named Rich Mullins, and it's called "Our
Sing
God Is an Awesome
praise
God."
To the Lord.
That's Amy Grant.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody.
Get Rich Mullins probably did a guest thing on it.
I bet he's probably covered that song before.
Probably. He actually did a really good quote that like a friend, David Wimbish, shared with me about songwriting. And I haven't really listened to that much Rich Mullins, so I don't know like how heavily I take his word. But this is a good quote. And it's just like some people try to write a song that like they want to say everything they want to say in one song, and you'll listen to it and you'll say, wow, this guy said a lot, but that song sucked, you know? And so like, I don't know, David sharing that with me helped me a lot with songwriting. And I still don't consider myself a good songwriter, but like that helped a lot with at least putting things into perspective.
But you know what not to do.
Yes. I know what not to do.
I will say this about Rich Mullins. Like, I grew up listening to, you know, 89.3 FM KSBJ. He is simultaneously an absolutely brilliant lyricist and the absolute worst lyricist I've ever heard. It's amazing.
Please explain.
I need to look up like some stuff, but he has some beautiful, absolutely gorgeous individual lines that I don't remember off the top of my head. And then he has other things like, "Who's that man?" And he's talking about Jesus. Like,
it's just
shut up.
It's Jesus.
I didn't mean to sing that to the tune.
Also,
of girl,
that
but
his,
it ended
his,
up that way, and
his
that's
return
what
is very
like.
Close. And so you better believing that our God is an awesome God.
Awesome God. Okay.
Something about putting on the Ritz.
I'm gonna pour myself some more Jameson.
All right.
Anyway, my songs. I'll start with the depressing one, because I want to end on a good note. This one is called "Lost My Shape" by David Bazan.
It's one of my two of my favorite songwriters of all time are on this show tonight.
Oh my gosh.
Shut up.
That happened to me when I started eating meat again. I lost my shape.
Shh. Let's play the song.
Hey.
I'm fat.
All right.
We're playing the song.
3, 2.
You used to feel like a smoker, shivering in the cold, waiting outside the bar till the opener's over. But now you feel like a drinker, 20 days off the sun.
Speaking of losing shape, Zach, you've gotten in shape, man.
Dude. Yeah,
dude. You lost a lot of weight.
All that pickle shooting.
Well, guys, now I'm
turned around
feeling
for
pretty weird about myself.
Yeah, why don't you show the podcasters at home how much you...
Do a little spin.
We're not going to talk about one of my favorite songs of all time.
No.
We're just going to talk about the last couple pounds.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Zach. Just take the podcast with you.
Whoa, hey, pull your pants back up, dude.
Okay, Zach. All right.
Sorry, guys.
We
weren't talking about that.
Let's go back to the song.
You said you wanted me to do a little spin, and so I just went back to my old days.
Body.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
All right.
How do we censor that?
Okay, "Lost My Shape" by Dave Bazan.
Why'd
lost
you pick
my shape?
It?
Well, honestly, I hadn't heard it before. I watched a KEXP session with the Tallest Man on Earth, and he covers this song.
Really?
And it is in freaking incredible. And it like I heard it, and the way that he brings it out is he's just like, I don't normally do this, but this is a cover, and and he does it in his little, I don't know why I just said that about him, because he's, I mean,
little
he's
cute, a little voice.
In his
charming.
Very, he's kind of like a neurotic guy. I mean, neurotic. He's a neurotic fellow. And.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for putting me on the track.
And he's just kind of like talking to himself a little bit, and he's like, I don't really do this very often, but this is one of my favorite songs of all time, and sorry, David. And he just like kind of goes into it and he just plays it. And it's just so good. And I mean, with covers, a lot of the times it's just like, hey, I'm going to be cute and do a cover of a song I like, which is not the case with him. Because if you know anything about, I'm blanking on his name, but the guy who goes under the moniker,
Tallest
Man on
Earth.
He's not. He's actually not a very tall fellow. But yeah, he just goes into this song and just bares his heart. If he wouldn't have said it was a David Bazan song, I wouldn't have known it was a David Bazan song because it sounded like it was coming straight from him. And just like, I don't know, with a little bit of my struggle and stuff like that, like with, yeah, just like kind of dealing with growing up and stuff like that and like losing things and people in some ways. And this is the Jameson talking.
Jameson, shut up.
Ooh, well,
I didn't think Jameson was still recording us.
I know. He's such a weirdo. But like, anyway,
I thought we RKO'd
him. Just dealing with like loss and stuff like that. And kind of like, I don't know. They're pointing at the whiskey. Yeah, it just kind of spoke really, really to me. And,
Real-ish.
And yeah, it just was a really profound experience listening to it the first time, and it made me. I already had a lot of respect for David Bazan, but it made me go listen to like his whole discography.
No, this David Bazan guy, he's an emotional dude.
He, yes, you could say that.
You don't hear him singing songs about women in the club,
and cotton candy, and
cars. Yeah. Well, except for that one song, Women in the Club and Cars. But yeah. Aside from that one.
By David Bazan. Right. Off of the album, Women in the I Club Like and Women and Cars.
Yeah.
Shouty.
Okay. I've followed David Bazan for years, and he's my favorite, and I've never heard that album. I didn't know that existed.
Which album?
I Love Women, Clubs, and Cars.
Shouty.
With a dollar sign.
See, that's how
featuring Lil Jon.
God, he's really gone off the rails.
Four more years.
They wrote Shoddy in a different font, so you hear it as auto-tune when you're reading it.
In papyrus.
Comic Sans.
What do you... from somebody that like has known the song for a long time and has cherished it the way that you do, what do you have to say about Lost My Shape?
One of my favorite songs ever, but it's definitely about him personally. Like... He used to be a big time, like he's always played indie rock. He used to be the front man for Pedro the Lion, this indie rock band that definitely had a Christian bent. Mm-hmm. But he had a very unique voice, and he came from a very unique position. And he talked about doubt all the time in a time where nobody would like sing songs about that or whatever. And then he broke up with God, and this whole record that Lost My Shape is on, Curse Your Branches, is about that, and it's the heaviest, most philosophical record I've ever listened to, and it's my favorite album of all time.
Yeah.
But it's about like his struggles with, like, you used to sound like a prophet. Everyone wanted to know how you could tell the truth without losing your soft glow, and now you sound like a salesman closing another deal. Like, he can't believe the words he was singing anymore, so he had to change his whole life. And I think that is probably the heaviest... One of the heaviest lines, like, I know in any song. It's kind of depressing.
It was extremely depressing.
But it's also, for him personally, it's definitely, like, a triumphant thing because he became whoever he thinks he's supposed to be. So you have to look at it from that perspective, too.
Yeah. Yes. And that's because it's, like, it is very, like, poignant and, like bittersweet almost because, maybe I'm overanalyzing it a little bit, but there's this beautiful line that like it's not in a minor key, first of all. So it's not, I mean, it doesn't like necessarily have a sad sound to it originally. Mm-hmm. Like it could be a love song.
It's the slide guitar that does it.
Yes. And it could be like a love song. If you listen to it, like just like not lyrically, but like just the music that's in it. I mean, it just sounds gorgeous and just this beautiful melody paired with these really heavy and depressing, but then also on the other side of the coin for him, probably triumphant lyrics. It just did something to me listening to that. So
that whole album will do something to you. Like it's hard for me to listen to, but it's
I don't
my
know
favorite.
If I want to listen to the whole thing just because of that. But I'm probably going to just because of that also. So yeah.
What's the other song you chose, Zach?
What is the other? Ziggy Stardust by David Bowie.
That was
just
not
joking.
It.
That was not it. What was it, Drew?
You chose a tallest man on
tallest
Earth.
Man on
yeah,
Earth.
I did choose tallest
Darkness
man on Earth.
Darkness of the Dream.
Darkness of the Dream.
There's a lot of reverb going on here. A
lot of reverb going on this
and
album.
And here we go.
Speaking, yeah, there's a lot of reverb. Speaking of the tallest man on Earth, my second song was called Darkness of the Dream. And though lyrically it is a good song, I kind of just wanted to talk about his change sonically and in his arrangement and like how there is very little... while he's stuck to his roots in his...
That
like,
was me drinking, I promise.
Like chord progressions and like the structure of his music... Like
he
arrangement
listen to
has,
the War on Drugs and was like, I can't
yeah.
do that.
Yeah, for real. Because I listen sound to, like that. I know the album that has like King of Spain.
Yeah,
and like
Wild
some
Hunt.
Of those, yeah,
yeah.
Which I love, but
it's
it
a
sounds
great album.
Very different. Than
yeah,
this.
Yeah, and it's like, but at the same time, I feel like in a lot of ways, it's just the instrumentation that, like, just the instrumentation and production style that like has changed.
Oh
it.
Yeah,
because like totally. His. I mean, a lot of the like songwriting and his lyrical style is still, you know, pretty similar to the beginning right. of his career. But like, it's very interesting to hear that like the intimacy of his music hasn't really gone away. And there's a point where it all kind of like strips down, and then it just like, what's the lyric?
8929.
I
just said that.
Austin. Austin.
That
nobody knows
we're
who that
bleep
is.
That out.
Austin is
no one has no idea what that's for.
8929 no for his iPhone. So.
Son of.
Sorry, guys.
I'm going to change that.
I'm
going to change it to my birthday.
Oh, crap. Oh, I don't crap. Know where.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey, guys, mine is 0530. So.
Why did you do that? You didn't.
Because nobody's ever going to find my phone.
Challenge Touché. Accepted.
Anyway, right, well, tallest man on Earth.
On eBay.
There's a point where this like it gets kind of somber.
It.
Gets kind of somber, and he starts. Mm.
Go on.
That was.
I'm sorry.
I'm glad no, you added good. That. It was definitely worth it.
Mm. Yep. What?
Austin's.
I'm just
Angry
I'm
Birds
sorry.
Thing, dude.
Don't listen to me.
Angry Birds and Flappy Bird. I haven't played Angry Birds in a long time.
But this song was good.
The song
and
was
I'm,
good.
I'm sorry.
No. You're
I
good.
Really, I genuinely am sorry.
Hey, I genuinely love you a lot.
Aww.
Oh, I love
I
you from the top
have
of
a girlfriend.
My heart.
Kiss, 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 kiss.
They're kissing.
No, I'm not. Guys, no, I'm not. I'm not kissing him.
Dude,
you're
holding
RKO
hands.
You to the table.
Yeah.
All right, both of you, come here right now.
Oh. Well, that's a wrap on the show. We had a great time. For Chad, Zach, Austin, myself, and Columbus. Thanks for listening.
Oh, what happened here?
Wait, who's that? Columbus, is that you? Why are you walking over here like that? Also, how are your footsteps echoing so much?
Shut the freak up.
You just said a cuss.
Oh. Oh, damn it.